Oh, are we doing what the hell? I never know if we're doing just news or what the hell news.
It's kind of what the hell news.
Okay, now, stand by.
It doesn't matter as long as we have a long sound bed.
No, I don't give
a crap.
Okay.
No, man.
You sure?
That's fine. Well, yeah, it's fine. Went over there. Everything's good. We don't need branding. COVID-19, man. It's still really the main topic of discussion. Give the numbers real fast in Florida. 3,300 new cases, so that's up about 1,000 from yesterday. But percent positivity is down a little bit, 4.5%. So that tells me more people got tested today than yesterday. So we're still under 5%. Like to get it back under 4%, but you know what? About 7 weeks ago, we were way up in the teens, so I'm okay with that right now.
I'm so paranoid with... Remember I had that little bug a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
When I was coughing my head off, but no fever. I got tested and I wasn't positive for COVID.
Yeah.
And then I kind of had the same thing yesterday a little bit. I just had a little tickle in my throat, checked my temperature, no fever. And then I just slept in today and I woke up, I felt fine. But I'm so paranoid. You know what I think it is we're wiping everything down.
Yeah.
We're wiping everything down constantly. We're not getting that natural immunity. Everything's so clean that one little thing penetrates, and then you get a little sniffle for a few days.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's the science behind that. I don't know.
It's
but
just a theory of mine.
Yeah. I'll say this. I've felt like crap this week, too. But I've also have had, like, maybe 5 days in a row of really bad sleep where I just had insomnia and just slept like crap, and I think it just caught up to me. So last night, when we got done with the show, I forced myself to go to bed, had insomnia again, got to the point where I had to put on Norah Jones, just so I could sleep, and it worked. But I ended up getting 6 hours sleep last night, which is so good for me.
That is really good for you. I can't do the music thing. I'll stay awake and listen to the music.
That's how Leah is, too. So when she's not home, I can listen to music while I sleep. So I always, when I was single back in the day, I always listened to music in bed. Like, not like blaring like a concert, but just a little background music. Put on some easy listening. I'm not listening to like Anthrax or anything.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night and then have to turn it off? That would drive me insane.
No, but I do it with the you know?
What?
I don't want to say her name because she's right here next to me. The Amazon lady.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And then you just
I just tell her to play it, and I tell her not to play it. Yeah.
What did you do before that?
I just had a radio right next to the bed,
oh.
Or my phone right next to the bed, and I could just reach over and turn it off.
Clock radio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or my phone. You know, your phone's got radio.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't need it real loud. Just the speaker on your iPhone's enough for me, just to have a little ambiance, you know?
I don't know. I don't like that at all.
Sorry.
Not good.
I apologize. All right. So, speaking of being nervous and COVID-19 in Florida, I don't know what's going on with Ron DeSantis, man.
What do you mean?
Like, well, he announced today that he gave the go-ahead to have full capacity at football stadiums.
That's good, right?
No.
Why?
I don't think that's good.
Why not?
Would you feel comfortable having 65,000-70,000 people in a stadium right now?
I probably wouldn't go, no. Unless I had really good tickets, then I might risk it.
Yeah, but that's like a super spreader type of situation. Like,
you know,
it just
what?
Seems a little careless.
I wish at the debates when they were talking about COVID and stuff, what if Kamala Harris just went, listen, this is all a bunch of bull.
And then, that would have been great.
That would have been awesome. I don't know, man. Like, I saw this thing that 7,000 scientists signed this letter that we should do what was it? What's a European country?
Sweden.
Sweden. Just do what Sweden did. Do the herd immunity.
And I saw that.
We're better prepared for it now. We have the treatments. Like,
yeah.
Let's go. But yeah.
Lock away the
die,
old people and do herd immunity.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Most people do just fine with it. Yes. I know the media reports those stories where they go, oh, my God, this 19-year-old. Who is in perfect health, and yes, that does happen. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but when you cherry-pick stories like that and they report on every single incident where that happens, and a total is like 10, out of 7 million, it's mathematically zero. You know, and I'm not saying it's obviously terrible that people are dying. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And I wish that there were zero deaths. But the fact of the matter is that's impossible no matter what we do. It's here now. People are going to die no matter what. So it's just a price that we're going to have to pay. It's a cost-benefit analysis. You know, people talk about...
There's more people, 20-year-olds dying in car wrecks and even heart attacks than they are of COVID-19. So,
right.
Yeah, I get it.
But what the media does is they print every single one and put it in your face. So then you go, oh, well, this is... They're lying that it does affect young people. And yes, it does, but mathematically zero. I mean, yes, some people die. It does happen.
I mean, now that I think about it for a couple of minutes, if they did open the stadiums up, you're right. It's your choice if you want to go. And what would happen if 2 months after we open up all the stadiums, the numbers don't go up and percent positivity stays down? Then what? What are people going to say then?
That's what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't it be great if they just went, listen, this is bull-ass. Let me level with you
people. I think that might happen after the election. I really feel like that. And I'm not saying that the virus is fake. It is dangerous for a lot of people. But, yeah, a lot of people it's not. I get it. You know, and I don't want people getting all pissed off at us right now going, wow, you hear this crap they're spewing on the night show? No, I'm not saying I'm positive that that's the case. But, man, it makes you wonder. It really does make you wonder. I mean, there's a Donald Trump Jr. rally tonight in East Tampa, and there's 500 and something people out there. I saw a video. I saw three masks. I could identify three people wearing masks.
Yeah.
So... if they can do that, if you could go have peaceful protests, if people are out and about, you know, for political reasons or for activist reasons or whatever reason, being around people's being around people. So
that's the thing. It's like the protests are fine. They've always been fine. But a political rally with 500 people, no, absolutely you cannot do that. And it just shows that the bias that's there. What the hell is the difference if it's outside at a rally or if it's a protest in the street? It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's all the same. Scientifically, it's all the same.
But, and you get these, you know, they talk about following science and stuff like that. And it's like, well, you follow the science that you want to follow, but there's scientists, like I said, 7,000 people have signed this letter saying we should do what Sweden's doing. That's a good amount of people. I don't know if it's a consensus or not, but science is never settled. It's not like we just do this one thing. Yeah, we're trusting Dr. Fauci and Birx, but they're two people, you know, and they're kind of making the decisions. We trust them with those decisions. Donald Trump could fire them. They serve at the leisure of the president. So if he really wanted to, he could fire them. I don't think he should, but they are just two people who are our experts, you know, in quotes.
Right. We got an update, Will. Chicago Bears scored a touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Yeah, I'm not happy about it. It's okay.
It's all
I don't know.
Man.
They might review this. He might have been down at the half-yard line. I'm not sure. Anyway, jerks. Bunch of jerks. Let's grab this line real fast before we get to some of the other news. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just want to say, don't apologize. Don't fail to stop questioning, you know, exactly what's going on here, because seeing this virus as what it is, it's about a disparity between the upper elite and the rich and the higher, wealthier people and the much lower class, and separating us apart, causing us to use Microsoft and all the different gadgets that are out there and being able to communicate, but yet separating us from even our own families. This is not something that hasn't been going on for years with flus and pandemics. It's just one of the more researched and one of the more publicized ones. So don't stop questioning it. Don't apologize for what you guys are doing, because this is what needs to be on the media, not what we're seeing.
Well, we try to be honest, and we try to give our honest opinions on things. And, you know, when I apologize, I'm not apologizing for what I'm saying. I'm trying to get out in front of it before people start calling us wackos or conspiracy theorists or something like that. It's just, you know, I'm trying to be reasonable here, you know. So I don't think
that's
it's fake.
The world we live
I think
in
it,
now, but
yeah.
But if you're not questioning what's going on, then are you really wackos or conspiracy theorists, or is it more or less that you guys are really paying attention to what's happening and seeing the dynamics of what's happening in society, what's happening to all the different right. businesses, what's going to be happening? You know, we've gotten comfortable as on the lower class, we've been comfortable. And what happens when the lower class gets comfortable? We stop working as hard. We stop giving it our all on our jobs and whatnot. That's not going to help the upper elite. That's not going to help them for what they're trying to do and continue to expand and become multiple billionaires and trillionaires and whatnot. If you're not looking at that and seeing exactly that the lower class is now being spread, once we are kicked out of our houses, kicked out of our jobs and everything, we're going to be so happy to have our boat back and our car right. back and just be able to rent a place. And thus, we will be happy again instead of being unhappy and not ready to work. Now, you know, you're just happy to have a job. Oh, I'd love to get a job for $10 an hour. Oh, my good. Who wants to, you know, that's not even enough to pay wages again. But it certainly mm-hmm. is going to change the mentality of in the distance between, you know, the poverty and the upper class. And by upper class, I'm not talking about millionaires, even multiple millionaires. I'm saying way above that, corporations and beyond.
Right.
So wait, what's 1%.
The cleansing of our society?
What's the motive for this? Because you're saying that it's to get us to use like Microsoft technology. Is that?
Have you been to any restaurants lately? The forcing with masks and using going away. How long have the what are those square things called? The QR readers. How long has that been out for? How long have we been able to go to a store, scan something, use a QR code, and find out we could get a better deal? I remember there's an app called Shop Savvy before. I could go in that app and I could find stuff that was $100, you know, cheaper, but I didn't do it because it was too much of a pain. I didn't want to do it. Well, now I go to restaurants. I'm forced. I don't get a menu. I sit down. I've got somebody with a visor and a mask saying something to me I can't understand, and I have to scan a code and order food off of this, all this to distance me further and to force me to utilize this technology that we're being forced to have in our lives.
But what's the technology do, though? I mean, like...
Cell phones. Everybody has to have cell phones now. And
we already
don't,
did.
They're dying breed. Yeah, fair enough. But it's more than that, you know? And using, you guys are much more in the media, but how much are you guys using? I ask you guys do use probably FaceTime a lot, but I think the average Joe doesn't. They text more, and they might call people occasionally. It's that now Zoom has become more of a popular thing, even working through that. And, you know, there are some goods and bad to everything, but I just, you know, you got to question what the motives are, whether it be the electoral problems that are going on, you know, one way or the other, whatever is happening, there is an issue going, and it's become a worldwide thing. And
all right, I agree that you should always question, you should always have your eyes wide open and your ears open to everything around you. So, I agree
Enjoy
with
the
that
show,
part.
Guys.
Thanks,
man.
Buddy.
Take care.
It is. Really it's tough trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
I don't.
I feel his frustration. I really do. Like, I mean, I question how positive he is about his outcome on what's going on, because I'm not dead set on anything. Like, I don't know what the hell is happening from time to time, and I do question everything I hear from everywhere. And, you know, like I said, I know enough of the facts that, yes, COVID is real. Yes, a lot of people are dying from it. Yes, this is a true story, you know. But, you know, update. Bucks player just got murdered. Keyshawn Vaughn that had to be helmet to helmet. I think there's going to be a penalty there. Ooh, boy. Did you see that?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Dirty, man.
It's hard to figure out what the hell is going on, though. I saw today, for example, right? So I'm looking at this WTSP locally here, fact check this thing. There was a thing going around on the internet that said that the they want to stick it in Trump's face. So Trump is pro-life, so is Mike Pence, but the medication that he used was developed using stem cells from an aborted fetus. I saw that story all over the place today. Yeah. And then WTSP fact checked it and said no. That wasn't really true. It was used on some cells, but they weren't from an aborted fetus, blah, blah, blah. But then I saw the New York Post put it up, same thing. So I'm like, I don't, you know, and it's their fact check, and they're saying, yeah, it's true. So
I thought it was a synthetic antibody.
But I guess they use stem cells in order to develop it.
Well, good. Good, use them.
But the thing is that they wanted to shove it in his face and say that it was used from an aborted you know, baby or whatever.
Whatever, man.
But that would, I don't, so I still don't know after reading two fact checks if that's true or not. And, like, it's like that with everything. Like, we live in this weird, like, hyper reality where we have two different bubbles of life that are, like, converge. And I don't know what the hell to believe anymore. I'm so up in the air. And I think maybe that might be the point in all this.
Yeah.
To keep us all
I think,
our toes.
Exactly. Keep us confused. Keep us really up in arms and not knowing what the hell is going on. So, major hurricane Delta now. Wow. Really, really sad. Louisiana, who's already gotten whacked by Hurricane Laura, is preparing, bracing, if you will, evacuating folks, because now another hurricane is heading their way. Category 3, last time I checked, Hurricane Delta. Very, very scary stuff. We will feel no effects from it at all. This is we'll keep tabs on Hurricane Delta.
You cursed it.
Man.
You cursed the city of New Orleans and the
I
state of Louisiana.
Bad.
This is your
I
fault.
I feel bad. I know. Well, I was just calling out Mother Nature for our area. I wasn't trying to sick Mother Nature on them.
But maybe it was like afraid of you. You know, I can't see that being the case. But maybe it was afraid of you, and it goes, "Oh, I better not go there. I'll go back up to trusty old New Orleans. I know I'm
Makes
welcome
sense.
There."
Yeah, Mother Nature's like, I ain't messing with Johnny B. Johnny B's a badass.
But then by proxy, you just destroyed Louisiana.
I'm sorry.
Way to go.
I'm sorry.
Dick
God.
Weed.
Sorry, man. Michigan, that's a horrible place. Today, big, big news. This is when I saw this, I could not believe it. They foiled a kidnapping plot by domestic terrorists to kidnap the damn governor and possibly maybe murder her. I don't know, but these guys had been, they were being followed by the FBI because of stupid social media posts kind of led them to them months ago. But these guys were having meetings in a basement. And yeah, they arrested, I think, 14 people today? And
quite a few, yeah.
And these guys, it was a militia, I guess, and they'd been meeting up at, like, gun rallies and things like that. But it looks to me like I saw the mugshots. These just look like a bunch of douchebags that really make other gun owners look bad, obviously. But, man, to plot to kidnap the governor, they can, if they're convicted, they can face life in prison for this, because this is domestic terrorism. They don't mess around with it. But this is big, big news today. I was mind-boggling when I saw that. I go, wow. What kind of, I mean, I could see one guy being a whack job and doing that, but a group of dudes all agreeing to do that? How the hell do you get that many crazy people agreeing to do something? Not one of those guys step up and go, you know what, guys, this is dumb. Like, We gotta stop. Like, what are we doing?
I really believe, and kind of touching on what we were just talking about, that media is driving people insane. It's driving people to go to extremes more than usual. You usually have a wackadoo, you know, here and there every few years, but with all the stories in the news, like, it's gonna force people to one extreme or the other.
Weak-minded people. Yes.
Sure.
People,
dummies. Yeah.
Lower IQ people are easily
but
swayed.
There's a lot of them. Do you know what
I
mean? Like, that's the problem, is that there are a lot of those people out there. And, like, now we're talking about, they're talking about taking your, you know, your ARs away, and it's freaking people out. And they go, well, I'll just kidnap the governor. You know, whatevs.
My God.
And they think they're patriots by saying stuff like that.
Yeah, they call themselves the Wolverine Watchmen. Kind of a cool name, but
it is,
not cool. The leader of them, man, he looks like... Like, if I just saw this guy in public, I'd be like, that guy is going to hurt somebody. He looks like a troublemaker.
All those dudes, like, their eyes were too close together in their heads.
Yeah.
You know? It is kind of freaky. Yeah. They had like I don't know what that means, but it made them look
just
scary.
They had, like, menacing genetics. Like, they just look like, you know, like when they caught the guy that murdered the people, the fishing guys in Polk County last month, you know, the guy that executed those boys in the truck.
Yeah.
When they showed his mugshot, that guy looked like he was born to murder. Like, you could just see him and go, oh, yeah. Oh, he's evil. Like, and that's what these Wolverine Watchmen guys look like. Just some twisted, crazy weirdos. And you don't think, like, there's crazy, like, hillbilly type guys in Michigan, but that's what these guys look like. They look like backwoods crazy people. So very scary stuff.
It's going to get more and more common too. This is only going to be one of many, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Broken up.
Bad news.
Yeah, so.
Touchdown, Chicago Bears. Dumb Jimmy Graham.
Great catch, though, from
was.
Jimmy Graham.
It was good coverage, too. God.
Nick Foles, see? This is, again, you
Nick
need
Foles
to stop.
Sucks.
You stop. This is what I'm saying. You do this with the weather. Now you're doing it with quarterbacks. Just put some respect on their name, but
he
still
sucks.
Be confident that we're going to win the game. You know what I'm saying?
Screw him.
Okay. This is your fault. This Bucks loss is on you. I hope you know
Burn
that.
Burn in hell, Nick Foles! Jerk off. Oh, man. Well, a lot of game left. We're losing.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
14-13 Bears right now, so there you go. Very nice. So I guess the debate committee has decided on a virtual debate for Donald Trump and Biden.
That was the breaking news this morning. Then Trump said, I'm not doing that. And then Biden said, I'm not doing it either. And I won't do the live debate unless we can push it back. So they said, okay, we'll do that. But then the news was that Trump's doctor said he should be back to be ship shape by Saturday.
Okay.
So I don't know if that debate is going to happen as
scheduled.
Ship
shape, huh?
All right. I guess. He's going to return to normal, you know, activities.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I could see where a virtual debate would be not as good, obviously. You know what I mean? You want to look somebody in real life face to face. But at the same time, you know, if you're Biden and everybody else that would be involved with a live debate, you got to wonder, you know, if he is all the way past his shedding period or incubation or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, he just got diagnosed a week ago.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but he had that medicine, so maybe it knocked him out early. I don't know. Maybe he's immune. I don't know.
Maybe he is immune.
I'm saying. So they said he'll be back, so I don't know if what the plan is, if they're going to keep the debate on Tuesday or if they're going to push it back a little. They should probably push it back to be safe another week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why not be safe? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
They should. Why are the debates on a Tuesday anyways? Why don't they put it on like a Sunday night?
I don't know, man. I don't know anything. I don't know how any of this
works.
It's
football season now, so they can't do that.
Yeah, it's true.
They want to compete with.
They won't get the ratings.
What about Friday? Friday night. Everybody's home.
People are going out. They're drinking, you know?
Yeah, true. Damn. Sunday night would be
perfect. Especially in Florida, man. We're wide open, baby. Buzzer wide open.
I don't know. I think that would be – don't you think it would be an event, though, like on a Friday night? Like bars would have like debate watch parties and you could do like games, drinking games. Yeah, I think it would be fun. I'd do that.
Be better to do it on a Tuesday, on a slow day. Then they can get some business in for the drinking game. Bars don't need advertising on a Friday. They're going to get there anyway. People are a bunch of jerks, a bunch of drunks. They're going to go out and get smashed. Go party on, bitch. A bar in Pasco County was closed for the last couple of days. Reopened tonight. Trinity Varsity Club. Why was Trinity Varsity Club closed? I'll tell you why. Because a giant asshole opened up in the ground. Did you see this thing?
I saw the x-ray that USF did of it.
Oh, my God, dude. This thing, it started off a couple of days ago like 30 feet deep, 9 feet wide. Now it's like 75 feet deep. It's just about to swallow up a whole neighborhood. And they said it's technically not a sinkhole. It's a depression, which I don't know the difference. I guess one's caused by water and one's not. I don't know. But
so can you just,
it looks like something out of a movie, though.
Can you just throw some dirt on it, or what do you do?
Yeah, they said it's up to the property owners to fill it in. What? I don't know how much that cost, but they're going to need a lot of damn dirt.
Find somebody that's getting a pool put in. Just be like, yo,
They should get some voodoo dirt put in there.
It would be delicious.
The most delicious
hole.
Piece of... Oh, my... Did you say the most delicious hole?
Yeah. Sure did.
That's a sounder. Yep. Uh-huh. Shark attack in Miami today. Did you see that?
I did, yeah. Some dude got bit. And yeah.
A nice black tip.
They'll get you, man.
Got this guy on the leg. Pretty nasty, too. So if you're one of these people who's like, sharks don't attack people, you had to do. This guy was skinny, too. I'm always afraid to go underwater because I had a professional fishing charterman tell me that the only time a shark will attack you is if they think you're a seal. And I don't know if you've seen my shape, but I ain't going in the water. Not salt water ever since he said that to me. I don't want them thinking I'm some sort of a sea elephant and trying to nibble on my fatty parts.
That sounds like bullcrap.
Yeah?
There's no seals around here, right? Is there? I thought seals lived in Antarctica.
Well, maybe they attack manatees around here. But, yeah, because I guess that's why they say they attack surfboards is because they kind of look like prey or something. I don't know. But I don't see why a shark wouldn't attack a human. It's not like we have a treaty with them. It's not like they're swimming along. They go, uh-oh, nope, that's a human. I was about to eat that ass, but we don't eat humans. You're lucky, human. No, they eat what they want to eat. They're hungry. They're sharks.
They're killing machines. That's what they do. Yeah. Kill.
Doesn't make sense. Kind of stupid. I don't get it. And finally, in what the hell news, Tom Brady, who's right now down by 1 point at halftime against Chicago Bears, apparently might be. And this kind of sucks, man, when you're this much under the radar. Because I saw, like, drone shots and helicopter shots of this house that he, I guess, might be buying in Clearwater. And here's the thing. I need to find a way to make some money. Because this house is $7.5 million. Gated community, obviously. On the water, in Clearwater. This thing is gorgeous. I think it looks better than the damn $29 million house he lives in now. Derek Jeter's house. This thing is unreal looking. And I was like, damn, all I need is $7.5 million? Come on, man. You know?
Yeah, all you need is $7.5 million. You got that? You get a mortgage for it.
No, I don't have it. I'm just saying, like, man.
Just borrow
it. Start playing the Powerball or something, man. Like, this house is beautiful, dude. God. So, all you Clearwater folks, Tom Brady, he may be a neighbor here soon. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But that was all over TMZ today and, of course, local news. It just kind of sucks because they're just flying over like, this might be Tom Brady's new house. It's like, man, leave this guy alone. He ain't even, like, in his rooftop jacuzzi yet. And you're already, like, showing everybody where he lives. Yeah, rooftop jacuzzi on the beach. Come on.
He can't even enjoy that, though. You know he can't. If they know where he lives, he can't go up there with Giselle and get her top off and, you know, do stuff to her. Because there's going to be, like, news helicopters and drones and all that stuff. Monitoring him 100%. That's what would suck about being that famous. Like, even, you know, like, I would imagine Mike has to deal with stuff like that. People coming up to him and talking to him and stuff. But Tom Brady is, like, a whole other level of fame. Like, I don't know if you get any more famous than him. It's like,
you know,
Justin Bieber, Tom Brady, those type of dudes. They never get
The Rock.
Yeah, they never get a moment's peace. Well, at least Barack gets Secret Service detail.
No, I said The Rock.
Oh, The Rock. I thought you said Barack.
Oh, you know what Tom Brady should do? Maybe I'll talk to his PR people. I'll go up to the top. I'll get in his rooftop jacuzzi. I'll get like a wig, a Tom Brady wig, and I'll get like a number. I'll get like a TB12 halter top.
Yeah.
And I'll go completely bottomless, and I'll just float in his jacuzzi. That way, when drones go over, they're like, "Oh, look, we got Tom Brady." Oh, god damn, what is that? And they're like, "I believe that's Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone."
Louis Anderson is in Tom Brady's jacuzzi.
It's a sea elephant. Uh-oh, we got breaking news. This just came in. Donald Trump is planning a rally in Florida for this Saturday.
Wow.
So here's what he wants to do. He wants to get cleared by his doctors on Saturday and have a rally the same day.
Okay. That's good,
I guess. Oh, boy. Man, people are going to go.
I'm immune. I don't know. Maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
Hey, he's back.
Oh, man.
The guy's back.
Man. Would you want to, like, I mean.
Nope.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be caught
Sorry,
dead
man.
There.
Sorry, man.